blast off.
This is gonna be the fucking gayest podcast we've ever done. Hey guys!
We've done some pretty stupid ones, but yeah, this might be up there.
You're a fucking nerd. You wanted this.
It was your idea. For the record.
This nigga keeps trying to act like I'm the nerd of the group when...
Max is a secret nerd.
Ain't no secret that I'm awesome. Don't nobody know I'm a nerd, though. If you ask anybody.
Yeah, because nobody know you a nerd.
I'm a little bit of a nerd, and I'm excited for this one. So, what are we doing here? This is our...
This is just a random... What, you know, we really don't have... I know we normally do kind of topical news, entertainment stuff. This is more of a, I guess a whimsical.
Let's not call it whimsical, though.
You're
Let's
the one who used moist, like, four Let's... times in 15 seconds.
Yeah, but whimsical, like, at least moist gets your dick a little hard.
No, it doesn't. It makes my shit shrink.
Whimsical makes my dick get soft, which is worse than shrinkage, I think. Just... Like like a D-erection.
D-erection.
It gives me a D-erection. Whimsical is not the word for this. Like, not mystically, but like...
Paranormal?
Paranormal is good, but I don't think that's broad enough.
It's not broad enough. It's anything that... Pretty much... This is a fiction hour.
Because I have a lot of questions about things like ghosts and, like, dragons.
And I've got a lot of bullshit answers that I'm happy to share with the internet.
Okay.
Okay. Way too many good questions.
Okay.
So, this originally started because we were talking about afterlife and what happens after we die and stuff. And Max brought up a good point where I don't necessarily believe in heaven or hell in the afterlife. But I do believe in ghosts.
Right. Oh, I believe in ghosts all the way I believe in ghosts.
You know, but I don't know, like, I've told you before, I don't tell fucking everyone this, I believe I'm haunted. That I have, like, not like the houses I live in, but like, personally, I got ghosts following me. They ain't doing shit to me, but they there.
Annoying the shit out of me.
The only thing they do to me.
Nigga, no, and here's the thing with ghosts, like, I've heard too many... stories from too many different people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ghost stories yourself?
I don't have any ghost stories, but I have often walked into, like, lived in places, and I moved around a lot when I was a kid, you know, like, but I lived in places where just, the vibe felt weird, like, just something about it felt off, and, like, I don't know, bad shit would happen. Like, I just, you know, like, I had a fire in one house that was weird as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, just like...
Like, weird shit kind of happened.
Yeah, like, you know, like, fall asleep in the... like, just stuff that you wouldn't usually do.
My
you
dad,
know?
I come from a Jewish family. In a place he was living at for a while, he swore was haunted. He put a cross up in his bedroom and swore that things got better. Even as, you know, he's a Jew. He's fucking born Jew, raised a Jew, like, think he was bar mitzvahed and everything. This motherfucker put a cross up in his bedroom. And swore that, like, he felt better with it up.
I mean, I've heard stories from people where, like, stuff will be falling off of,
yeah,
off
kind
of
shit. Off of I've shelves and like shit.
But you can look at them. And the people it happens to, you can look at them in their face and be like, this motherfucker is getting scared just talking about it.
I've had, the closest I've had...
Freaked out just talking about this stuff.
Is, I remember in college once, I lived in a fairly big house for, you remember, you came at the greenhouse senior year.
Yeah, big.
Big house, and the layout was kind of funky. It was, the top floor was the living room, the kitchen, one bedroom, a bathroom, and, like, you know, all the common areas. And downstairs...
Have I been in your house?
I think you were just passed out all the time you were there. You came with Scotty.
I don't remember that. Yeah, okay.
And down...
A kitchen upstairs? What the fuck?
It was a weird house. But downstairs were four singles that pretty much, I shared a wall and a door with someone, but the door was always closed. You know, we just didn't go in between each other's room at all.
Yeah, that's
weird. And then there was, you walked in, so you walked in, on either side there was a bedroom. When you went to your left, there was a bathroom, bedroom. And then if you went right, there was bedroom, wall, door, and then my bedroom. And the stairs kind of cut through the middle of it.
Okay.
Swear to God, one night, I'm lying down and I hear like little girl's laughter coming from the space under the stairs.
Nope.
And this was, yeah, this was a night where I know my the guys on the other side of the wall didn't have a girl over. The roommate catty corner diagonally was gone that night. And I know my friend Rachel doesn't laugh like that.
Okay. See, so the ghosts, obviously. Clearly. Now here's the question though. Do people haunt you? Or is it like a house captures you there? Or a place captures you there? Like a Bermuda Triangle almost like.
So that's
like, well, does it happen to be a perfect storm? Like, how does it happen? That's my question. How do you cross over to a malevolent spirit?
Malevolent.
I say it the way I want. You can say malevolent. That's how I say it.
Okay.
Malevolent. You can say it either way.
Okay.
Ugh. I hate when he tries to correct.
And most of the time, I'm wrong also.
Malevolent. Malevolent. The word is malevolent. And we're cunts. Hey, everybody, this is the editor, Colonel Dickbag. And I guess I just want to take this editor's note time to talk to you about something that I've been kind of self-conscious about since we did this. And it's like, why haven't I been haunted? You know? I mean, I'm VIP as fuck. And I just feel like a ghost should have tried to finger bang me by now. You know, there's basic bitches all over the world getting haunted. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, 4% body fat, sexual chocolate, witty, beautiful. I mean, I'm shady as fuck, but that never ever impedes on anybody else's anything. I just feel disrespected because I have so many good qualities. It's like why I ain't got a ghost? I mean, and okay, like. Okay, and I'm gonna be real with y'all. Like, I guess I just wanna. Like, I wanna fuck a ghost. It's like, Max, I've stuck my dick in everything else. Why not a ghost? What's next? I'm running out of shit to do. I'm like those celebrities that just, like, starts to stick their dick in apple pies because they've run out of, like, regular people sex to have. And I just feel like ghosts could be the next big one. I do wonder, like, is it a lube situation or? And speaking of lube, I'll end with a story. Because as you guys know, I'm a notorious overshare. So I'm dog sitting in this house. And I don't know about y'all, but when someone leaves me in their house alone, I look through everything. I'm looking through your drawers, I'm looking through your cabinets, and I'm looking through all your motherfucking mail. So, don't be having weird shit lying around. So I'm looking. And I find some lube. And I've never used lube. Why not? Sounds like the perfect time to masturbate. So I start getting it going, right? And it's okay. I mean, I get why people use it. And I guess it's for butt stuff and, like, when things are too dry. But I guess I don't know if I didn't wash my hands the right way or, like, why it doesn't say this on the directions on the lube bottle. But everything in the house was sticky. All the doorknobs. Cups. I had to fucking deep clean that bitch so the nigga wouldn't come back. And be like, nigga, did you use my lube? And then touch everything in my house with lube? All right, back to the program.
Malevolent. Okay. I'd say it'd probably be like, it has, like you said, yeah, probably a perfect storm of like some sort of violent death.
But not violent, just like sad, just something.
You know, I don't know if sad, but like.
Mm-hmm. Because what if like. You hear that stuff of, like, a mother was sick her whole life, you know? She never saw her children play. Now she comes to the garden every day to see her kids play because she's sad because she missed those little motherfuckers.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Maybe tragic is the better word?
Tragic.
But the setting, that's a good thing.
Does the setting, like, do people make settings bad or are settings just bad from start? Because places have been there longer than people.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? I feel any place that has ever been a mental institution or a hospital has bad juju.
Okay.
And, like, that's, like, more prevalent if it's, like once, like, it's, you know, no longer that.
Like, where a bunch of people die.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I'd say it's like, the house and the location, the atmosphere a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in the... You know, like, where we are now. Like, this is a hard house to imagine being haunted. You know what I mean?
It doesn't feel haunted.
Doesn't feel haunted.
Nothing about it feels haunted.
But...
I'm very in tune with that kind of stuff.
You know, I don't know. Certain houses definitely... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the...
And why are they being haunted?
I think something has to happen initially at the location to make it, like, a good haunting ground.
See, that's the question. Like, does it build up? Does it get stronger? I don't understand. I don't know. I don't ever want to know, either. I'll be fine if I never see a ghost. I mean, at the same time, I'm like, why not me? Because if you're going to haunt a nigga, wouldn't you want to haunt me? I'd haunt me.
My favorite is...
shit, I haunt the shit out of me.
I was telling
you. I'm fucking finger bang myself.
So the...
You know, it took me a long time to say finger bang. You must admit. Sorry. I wouldn't finger bang myself.
You're a ghost. Why would you be able to?
I'm saying, like, if I was haunting somebody, I would haunt myself.
Like, if you were a ghost, but
not
yourself? Well,
the ghost did kind of like a back to the future thing, but to the past. And then I come back into the past, into now. And he's a finger-banging ghost.
Great, we got Chester the fucking happy molester ghost over here.
I don't want to molest anything. You can't molest somebody ready and willing.
Swear to God, that is like a line that rapists use.
You can't molest somebody. I'm talking about myself! It should be legal for real life me to fuck ghost me. You know? Like, that shit, that's my fucking spirit. I can't fuck my own spirit, that's what you're telling me? Next thing you know, they're gonna be taxing fucking water and shit.
You heard it here first,
it's
folks.
It's just crazy. Anyways, I'm just saying, like, how easy is it to become a ghost?
I think, like you said, you have to have something, like, unfulfilled or, like, something that, like, something unfulfilled or something violent.
And what makes you a bad ghost and what makes you a good ghost?
I don't know.
And another question. What do you think happens? Like, you said there's no heaven, no hell. So what happens to the people that don't come back as ghosts?
Nothing.
What happens to them?
I don't know. See, that's that interesting paradox, is if I don't believe in heaven and hell, and, I mean, shit, otherwise we got tons of fucking ghosts everywhere, right? Like,
you turn into oxygen... And then you get turned into a plant.
That's generally what I believe. But how do you explain all that tree?
You become a tree.
My two favorite ghost related stories are the Oklahoma City Thunder, the basketball team. When visiting teams come to Oklahoma City to play, they put them in like a famous for Oklahoma City, and now it's gaining notoriety because more people are learning about it, in like a haunted hotel, and where, you know, people say they've heard, you know, babies crying. What is it about babies that are so creepy? Ghost babies.
Because they didn't, you don't even know what their potential is. How strong is this baby? You know what I'm saying?
But like, you know, it's great listening to like the a lot of the players on the road. They're just like, you know, yeah, I gotta bunk with someone when I'm there. You know, I don't, you know, I'll stay up all night, like, you know, nap during the day. You know, they don't want to sleep at night there. It's really funny.
Really?
And then the second one, I think I told you, I think
but
I
why would you want to sleep during the day? Do ghosts come out at night?
Yeah, I think it's more of a night thing. You know, bright lights, the sun.
That's true.
You know?
You don't want to be tired after ghosting all day.
You know, yeah, no one sees, like you're missing prime ghosting hours if you're wasting your time.
That's when the
ghosts
be out clubbing shit off work, motherfucker. Ghosts like quitting term, bitch. It's
probably out. But my second one, I think I sent you this one.
Wait, can we back up, though?
Yeah.
You said The Oklahoma City Thunder sends opposing basketball teams to a haunted hotel.
It's like the greatest home court advantage ever.
That's fucked up, though. That's so fucked up. It's like, somebody could get hurt, nigga. Like, that's what you fucking with ghosts now. Like, and that's the thing. People take ghosts so fucking light. And that's probably why they ain't fucked with me. Because they like, that nigga has respect.
There you go.
I know, because they know that I know. I know y'all. You know, like, and that's why I definitely feel like I have, I don't call it what you want, a guardian angel, mm-hmm. some ghosts watching me. Because I should have either been raped. Like, because I've been out alone, drunk, really
way
drunk.
Way past drunk.
A lot.
Way past drunk.
A lot, like a lot. So, I mean, from what I could tell, I never, you know, and I think you would know usually, never like wound up somewhere in a ditch or anything. Like, I've never killed any.
Kidneys.
All my shit is here. I'm relatively healthy, and I don't even know how that's really happening. Like, there is something, there's obviously, because it's not me, y'all.
There you go.
It's not my doing. So there's got to be something. I'm not audacious enough
to say they don't exist.
To say that nothing exists. But as far as a God thing, what do you think about that? Do you think God's maybe just the biggest ghost? The biggest ghost. The
biggest ghost.
And he like you.
He like the oldest
you,
ghost.
I ain't gonna give you more than you can handle. I hate that fucking saying. I hate that saying. Church people always say, God won't give you no more than you can handle. Why are you giving me any of this shit? I don't want any of it. Yeah. I believe in ghosts. Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely.
That one's harder for me to get.
Aliens, absolutely, because of the galaxy. I mean, it's huge. Huge. There's so much stuff out there. There has to be some other... Like... When you say aliens, do you mean the, like, as we picture them, the technologically advanced?
Will we ever see, like, no, like,
do you, in our life, will
do you
we
believe
have,
that
like,
people here
contact?
That claim they've seen aliens have seen
oh,
aliens? Do you believe in that? Oh. Like, I'm not saying what could be out in galaxies
okay,
way past
okay,
ours.
Okay. Do I, like, believe like, in any of the, like, alien abduction
exactly,
sighting stories?
Exactly. Like, do you believe in aliens?
You know, crop circles are kind of crazy.
Crop circles are really weird.
Crop circles are really weird, cause especially because, like, they
crop
can't prove
really
how
weird.
They're ever been done, how, like, every stalk is bent in the exact same way and stuff.
I have to, that's a setup. Somebody's putting that out.
Right? I agree, man.
This has got to be, right?
Yeah.
Because that, and, okay, maybe, you just didn't tell me they haven't shown themselves to everyone yet. they're just working with the government.
I'm like this redneck out in like Tennessee, like
like that's you're telling me that the government that cool with these little motherfuckers,
you know? But then every night then you see those weird like videos from a satellite of like, you know, that fucking like there's that light coming in and just fucking like bounces away or something.
Well,
you know?
My dad said that when he was a kid, he was with his buddy, and they were outside, and said he saw a bunch of lights really, like, pretty close to him. And this big, basically a flying saucer. Mm-hmm. And then him and his buddy both saw it. And then it went really fast, 100 yards away. And then it hovered. Mm-hmm. And then it took off.
Damn.
That's what he said.
He's done some shit, though.
My dad is like me. He might not have seen that. I don't know. I take it with a grain of salt, but again, when it's like when somebody tells you a story and you're like, oh my God, this nigga's telling the truth right now.
Right,
like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like I want to call bullshit on this story, but it seems legit. And he told it much better than I did.
On somewhat related note, on to like abductions and stuff, alien abductions. What do you think about people, exorcisms and, like, demonic possessions and that kind of stuff?
I don't know, man. I've seen people do some horrible things, man. Like, I've seen people do really, really, really horrible stuff. So, I can't... You're gonna tell me that some people aren't possessed? Like, I've seen...
Like, what do you mean by, like, horrible stuff?
Like, just stuff that you wouldn't do to another human.
No one's arguing that there aren't sociopaths.
But who says that's not a bit of a demonic, like, because I've seen people snap and just, you can tell something just happened and they just went crazy. Is that not being possessed at one point? You know what I'm saying? It's in everybody to go that far.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's very, you know,
sort of. So, yes, I do believe somebody, it could maybe happen. I don't know.
You know, I mean, I'm talking like strapped to the bed, head spinning, you know, bed levitating, you know, like 8 people to hold down a little girl until a priest comes, throws holy water on her, and then she's calm. Like,
I just feel like, no, not even, because I feel like we would have seen it. Somebody would have saw it.
Somebody would have.
It just doesn't seem like it's enough evidence behind it for it to be a thing. It's like fucking the Loch Ness Monster, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have said it's happened. I like alien abductions. People have said it's happened. But really, nigga? Because you just look like you still crazy. I mean, everybody in the hood
said you was crazy before. Is the church still does exorcisms?
That's probably so much money in exorcisms, too. Probably decent enough. But that's probably good. Go to Africa. They probably shelling out for exorcisms, nigga.
Another story regarding the supernatural and ghosts and stuff is this family in Indiana that swore their house had demons in it. I think I sent you that one. That was a good one to read, man.
Because it didn't... Eventually you found out that there were no ghosts.
That's not eventually what you found out.
You knew from jump that that bitch was just crazy.
No, I mean, it sounded like she was crazy, but also like...
It did sound like she was a little nuts.
She did sound a little nuts, but it also sounded like there was some shit going on in that house.
Maybe.
Seems like when you had like the police people being like, no, that shit was weird. Like, I wouldn't go in there without like someone with me unless it was during the day, like...
No, but she played them, I thought.
No. There were some people that said that she, like, played the kids and made the kids act it up. But, like, then there were, like, the other people, like, police called into it and stuff, who were just, like, not going in there, who didn't go in there, went after they did go in there, had, like, bad luck, like, terrible luck or something. Like, that day, like, crazy shit happened.
I don't like that. I feel like, though, I do feel like with... people in their energy, maybe that's like a demonic thing, but you go around somebody who's really in some weird shit, and then you come out and you're in some weird shit.
There you go. Very possibly.
It happens to me a lot. And I do it to people a lot. So, I don't know.
So,
what do you think? Do you think it's possible?
I don't know, man. Because that goes against my heaven and hell thing.
No, it doesn't.
Wouldn't demons come from hell?
Demons could just be ghosts. That's a good point. They just latch onto your ass. That's a good point. Like a spider. Spider ghosts?
Spider ghosts.
If you got possessed by a spider.
All of a sudden, the exorcism makes a whole lot more sense. Projectile vomiting, climbing up the walls and shit. Oh, that backwards spider crawl is still one of the creepiest scenes in any movie.
That bitch was just like...
Oh, dude. Oh, that's such a creepy...
She looked more like a centipede scene. Or something to me.
Such a creepy scene. So because I, in the previous sentence, I guess you don't believe in like Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, all that stuff either?
No.
Because I don't believe in any of that shit. At all.
Just saying.
Like, Loch Ness ain't that goddamn big. We would have found it by now.
If that nigga feet was that big.
We'd have found like a footstep. You'd have found a footprint. Like, come on, let's be real.
I ain't stupid.
None of those.
But damn, props to the niggas that kept it going for so long. Props to the niggas that gave Loch Ness sightseeing tours. Shout out to the niggas who sold fucking Bigfoot DVDs.
I read Shout out the to y'all. Greatest trolling thing ever. It was like the German emperor in like the late 1800s or something. Like, went on like a cruise and like his main admiral couldn't come. And he faked a picture of him standing in front of a sea monster because his admiral believed in them. And like sent the picture to the admiral like, yo, dude, like... You missed it. Like, couldn't believe you couldn't come. Look at what we saw.
This nigga manned a boat. And he, like, was the captain of a boat.
Of, like, the Navy. And it was like, sea monsters exist.
I guess if you're out on the water, then... See, I believe in sea monsters more than any other kind of monster.
Well, I mean, it's very possible. We don't know what the hell's out there.
Like, very Loch Ness was a shady one because, you know, he's in a bay or whatever.
No, it's a lake. It's not even open to the ocean. It's a lake.
He's in a lake. But, you know, like some shit under the ocean.
We don't know what's out there, man. We do not know what's out there.
Pacific Rim. Pacific Rim. It came from the ocean.
It came from the ocean. I just want everyone to know this is the first time he brought up Pacific Rim in a podcast.
Just pointing it out, you guys.
Times, they are changing.
Makes so much sense. How are two people gonna fucking man a robot? It doesn't even make sense.
Bro, you gotta drift. You just gotta enter the drift.
It doesn't make sense. And then they're supposed to connect together. So why is it two of them? Why isn't it just one?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Because
the mental load was too much.
Mental load was too much.
Yeah, mental strain.
Okay.
Duh. You know?
And why wouldn't one do hands and one do feet? Why would they each do a side?
You know, I don't
I don't understand.
I think they both do each side. I think like the point is they're supposed to be like completely in tune. Like so like if you want to like
it just seems like if you want to split the load and make it easy, just
well, cause then you have like no, go left. Like
nah, dude.
I think it's easier. I think the thing is like, alright, if like you want to throw like a right punch, you'd both have to go right. You know what I mean?
So they can build these fucking magnificent machines to fight sea monsters, but they can't figure out how to fucking split the mental load up a little bit?
Time of crisis, man. It was like, not like the
shoddy ass job.
All they had to do, like they straight up said, like.
Idris Elba got his cousin to do it. My cousin said.
They straight up said, like, that, like, in the beginning, they were so, like, that's how Idris Elba had cancer in it. He had, like, a brain tumor. He's like, yeah, we didn't really care about radiation shielding when we built the first couple. We were just trying to save the planet. So now I have cancer.
Of course, the black man got to get cancer. Notice that. Black man get cancer, white man in the ship, like usual.
Black man in the ship? No, he got it man in the ship.
I ain't see him control one the whole time.
You ain't seen the movie.
I did see the movie.
You fell asleep in the movie.
That's true. What happened with that little Asian girl? What was that part about? I'm still very confused.
That's the scene where he's manning the ship.
I'm going to go ahead and confuse. Because he it was very confusing, that movie. That movie was very confusing to me.
I loved it. That's why I need to watch it with you so I can explain it to you.
You know what will make Pacific Rim worse? You talking through the whole fucking movie. How do you want to look at it? Let's put some Zach commentary on Pacific Rim. This is the part.
You done?
Yeah, I'm
done. Right. Pacific Rim is great. I won't have you slander it.
Pacific Rim job. I ain't even use
that'd be
that
pretty like that'd be a pretty shitty thing like to like live through.
Pacific Rim?
Yeah, because all of a sudden, like, I'm living in San Diego. Like, I'm, like, fucking ground zero for that shit.
Get the fuck out of there. Get a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And leave your dog behind.
Nah.
This nigga gonna for sure die for the dog. I'd be like, peace, bye! Kick that nigga off the fucking car. Unless you gonna fucking kill that motherfucker and sling her over your shoulder to eat for later. That's low-key what you do. You do kill the dog, keep it. Then you keep it as, like, a bullet shield, just in case you need to eat later, which you're going to need to eat.
Well, I mean, so we're like, how far into the attack was this?
You're in San Diego. And you're right on the border. You would have got hit by the tsunami.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at that point, I'm already done. You know what I mean? Like, it don't even matter. Like, I'm like the first step. Like, it comes out of the water and like steps on that
beachfront property. Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Fuck.
Y'all white motherfuckers gonna be like, damn it! Thank God. Thank God. But, I don't know. I think I do pretty good.
What crisis, type of crisis do you think you'd be best in?
What are my options?
Like I said, which one do you think you'd be best in? I mean, we've got your typical archetypes.
You throw one at me and I'll tell you how survive it.
Book of Eli, Mad Max style. Post-apocalyptic wasteland, less people, less supplies.
Wasteland, less people, less supplies. Okay.
Water scarce, gas scarce.
Okay, you fucking...
I mean, no, I'm asking, like, is that one you think you do well
in? I think I do well in anyone. Let me give you
anyone.
The reasons why I do well in anyone. Because...
What do you bring to the table, Max?
What do I bring to the table? I'm going to outsmart your ass by making you think I like you. That's number one what I bring to the table. You going to let me into the house. We going to be having dinner. You going to turn your back. I'm going to have taken everything. And be all the way fucking on the highway by then. Let me tell you something. I love to be alone. Most niggas would just go crazy on that alone. I love being with nobody. I would never have to be near nobody. And that's how you do it. People be going out looking for love and shit. Fuck that. Stay your lonely ass in the house alone. And I'm tiny. I can fit
in the... You think you're staying in the house? You think you can stay in the house?
Well, I would...
Go out and scavenge for supplies
somewhere? I would go out and scavenge for supplies, then hold myself up somewhere.
For as long as you could and then go out?
For as long as I could. And I can subsist on quite a little.
Fair, I feel.
For quite a while. You know? And if I had some drink, when I drink, I don't even need to eat, nigga. That's just a fact. Okay? I would do it.
Right. Post-apocalypse, okay. Disease. Plague. That's a tough one, because that's a real hard one to, like, see and avoid. You know what I mean?
You can't really avoid, yeah.
You can't really, you just kind of, like... Again. But again, just avoid just everyone. Just
avoid everyone.
Avoid the fuck out of everyone, again. Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Ooh, that one won't be hard, because that one I might not do good, because I'd be like, oh my god, look at these monkeys.
Look at the monkeys!
They're talking! The monkeys are talking, you guys! Let's go see
everyone
what they talk
about. Everyone else is, like, running.
Yes!
Look at the talking monkeys!
They be thinking I'm fucking with them. My name is Max!
What's your name?
Max!
My name. My name, Max!
So, I don't
know. The monkeys are just like, I thought this guy's retarded or something?
Yeah. No, if the animals took over the world, I would for sure probably get work. But that's just because at first I would be too retarded. After I got what was happening, I would shoot that monkey down his face. That's the other thing, like, if I have to do it, I will shoot you. I guess. I don't know if I can say that. I don't want to shoot anybody either.
I'd shoot someone. Like, in the apocalypse if I had to? Absolutely. The apocalypse, man. Yeah.
I mean, I think after I saw that first nigga get gunned down, I would harden up real quick.
Yeah, everything changes real quick the first time. This is brains?
These niggas is not playing.
Shit!
Alright, Max. New game plan.
New game plan.
Fuck
toughen up. Toughen up real quick.
Hey, nigga. Bye. Hey, Zach. What? Boom. Bitch. Oh, shit. I could have used him as bait.
Zombies.
Oh.
And now there's a couple of different kinds of zombies, obviously. You got the classic slow-moving ones.
Okay.
And you got your fast, like, 28 Days Later, Brad Pitt one. Whatever the movie he was in one.
Okay. Zombies. Kind of what you do, and I've thought about this quite a few times. You go up onto a roof. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You fucking bring some couches and shit. And some chairs. Yeah, and where the roof stairwell is, you make sure it's blocked. It's filled with furniture. Okay? Go outside, lock the door from the outside too. You get a net, okay? You fucking swing it over the side of that bitch while you're in it. Boom. You hanging there. You chilling. You can sleep there comfortably. The only way you fucked up is some nigga get on your roof.
And cut your neck. And then you in trouble.
Then you fucked. But you have to make sure you've made some other kind of way to do it.
How do you... Like, how big of a fucking rope ball are you living in?
You don't need that much space, dog. It's enough of your supplies and your blanket. See, niggas be trying to bring shit, too. Oh, I'm gonna take this picture of me and my grandma. I'm using that for fucking firewood.
And your rope? Net?
That's the other
hammock?
Thing. I don't know. I haven't really thought that one out fully
yet. I think the zombies got you.
But, no. But that's the thing, though. And that's the thing. If a bunch of zombies come up there, and that's the problem. It's not... hard to fight one zombie. It's no, when it's too many.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they come, you have that net and you just jump over and you're good because they just gonna fall off.
That's true as well. And like just grab you on the way down. And
this
shit.
Is the best idea I've heard anyone come up with, by the way.
It's not a bad idea at all.
But for the people, you gotta kill everyone.
You don't think there's any power on any number with the zombies. Like you said, zombies are only a problem when you have, like,
no, because then a nigga gets hurt and you feel bad and you gotta stay behind and shit. And, like, Zach, I trust you now, but am I gonna trust you when there's zombies eating people's faces?
Probably. Yes, I'm gonna be your goddamn best option to get through it.
Yo, you're gonna be my best option. No, you're not. You're gonna have a dog that we're gonna have to take with us.
And we'll be happy for a dog.
I'm not leaving her!
Well, that depends also on when it happens.
When?
Yeah. Because Nia should be, might be dead by then.
No, it happened right now. Hypothetically, it happens right now.
Okay.
I mean, granted, we're gonna be together for the first week, week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. We might even hit a month. But after that, after you start slowing me down...
And I'm slowing you
just
down.
Not only are you slowing me down, but everything you're doing is starting to piss me off. Like, I don't like how this nigga wake up in the morning.
How he wake up in the morning?
He make a lot of noise, it seemed like, when he wake up. Then either one of us are going to have to die or you're going to have to leave. I found this place. This is my hideout.
Just lead them all back here, motherfucker.
Dude, that's fucked up. That's why I would have to murder you. And that's the thing, like, you can't see how easily you turned on me right there?
You already turned on me. You're kicking me out of your hideout.
That's not a turn on
you
that.
You were kicking me out of your fucking sanctuary.
That was fair, though.
For
it's,
what?
It's mine.
Nah. I got you here. I killed all the zombies.
And that's the other thing. Like, who you gonna let in and who... Like, you have to have very, very strict rules for who you gonna let in, who you ain't gonna let in for when something like that goes down. Because you can't just be letting every... Tom, I mean, Dick, and Harry.
That's pretty much off the street. What the Walking Dead crew ended up doing.
Letting every nigga in.
No.
Come on, yeah, girl. Yes,
and then, like, coming up with, like, two... They would ask two questions. They're actually two pretty good questions. Have you ever killed another human? And why? And those were the only questions they asked before they would let you into the group.
Well, look. I found the place. Like, alright, like, when this whole first thing happened... Like, it was me and my homie, and he brought his dog or whatever, who does that? And, like, I found this place, and it was tight, it was dope, and we was chilling, and then
I didn't like the way he started to wake up.
He just makes so much noise. He never fucking cleans his cup. We only have one cup, nigga. Nigga, we have one cup.
I think I'm ready for the zombie apocalypse. I'd be happy.
Well, are you ready? What's your plan? For when shit goes down.
Very similar. Find a place to kind of hide out for like the initial fucking rush. Yeah, the initial craze. You know, maybe out in the wilderness is a good place for that in the start. But there ain't a whole lot of supplies out there once you're out there. But you don't want to be in like a big city when it initially breaks out.
In a small town.
Right, you want to be a place where like you can, you know, you don't have to worry about fucking like a... You know, one person getting into a high rise and 3 hours later, thousands of zombies come running out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I feel like eventually you gotta get back to the big cities because that's where everything's gonna be.
Yeah. I feel like people, after a while, things would start to die. Now, do zombies, need to keep eating brain to live?
Well, there's all sorts of questions when you get into like the anatomy of zombies. And, like, it's funny because when people think about it, when, you know, they've applied logic to it, like, a reanimated corpse would last, like, 2 to 3 days before completely decomposing.
And its bones just fall
apart. Right, right, before, you know, like, ants and bugs ate it from the inside, you know, and everything ate it, like, birds, like, just pecked it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like
dog come over and be like, give me that.
But I always have questions like, how does a zombie see? You know what I mean? Like, most of them don't have eyes at that point. Like,
they have. I guess it's just lit. I don't know what they look
like. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But,
Would your ball just fall out? Your eyeball. What happened to your balls? Once you become a zombie? Is zombies fucking?
No.
No, not at all. They just want that brain.
They just want that B.
That brain. What about, like, would they, what does happen here?
Well, I'd imagine that, like...
It shrinks up.
Yeah, like you'd lose water and it dehydrated fucking, like...
Old man balls?
Old man balls, with your eyes.
Oh. I was talking about
your scrotum. You're still talking about your scrotum?
Yes.
Fair enough.
I just need to know. If you had a zombie, who would you go after first? Because you know they remember. They be saying that the zombies don't know what they're doing, but they know. It's been proven that they know.
Who do I go after? That's a great question.
I really like, I'm gonna kill this nigga. Like, I always wanted to eat this nigga's face.
I'm gonna go chimpanzee on this guy.
gross.
Let me think about this one for a second. Maybe like an old high school teacher or something?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Seems like a good option.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know, it'd be the only, like, real post-apocalyptic scenario that really kind of bummed me out. The Rapture.
The Rapture's fucked up just because...
Max brought up a great point about this one, though.
You still don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
Now you know it's something. Like, it would fuck me up because, like... Or it would fuck the people who are saying... Who actually believe in something. Because you... Good people get taken, bad people get taken in the right. Like, it's...
Yeah, I guess how do they determine... It depends which rapture is going on.
Which rapture is going on, I guess. But still, like... You get left behind. Which
religion belongs in the... Believes in the rapture?
I think, like, Baptist. One of those Christians.
Okay.
The crazy ones. And, like, the
Jews believe in, like, a reverse rapture.
Everybody comes back.
Yeah, everyone comes back.
What up, nigga?
We back!
Y'all niggas thought he was dead, though. I'm your great-great-grandma! Oh, nigga! No, the rapture's fucked up because you get left behind. One, two, you don't know why someone else went and you didn't. Because you guys could have lived pretty much the same life. You know, you just don't know what it was.
I like
no,
the there's movie, no. This is the end. This ended up being a rapture movie. That was kind of like a nice twist. That was a good twist.
But there's no, like, there's nothing is answered from a rapture.
Right.
Things are just different. And that's the worst part, not having the answers.
Aren't there a couple, like, good TV shows about the rapture out right
Leftovers.
Now? Leftovers. It's what not... would you do in the rapture? Or, like, yeah, let's just say, like, there were the, you know, those bright beams of light, and, like, all of a sudden a bunch of people are gone.
Are just gone. Well, The Leftovers is interesting, because... It shows, like, the different kinds of grief that people have, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, this one lady, 4 people from her family were taken. And, like, you think about that, like, everything you know, her husband and her 3 kids, everything you know is just gone. Mm. And that's kind of...
In the show, do they know that they've, like, been going to the rapture, or are they just gone?
They're just gone. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Some people say it's the rapture. New religions pop up. Okay. It gets weird.
Okay, that's fair.
It's fucking weird. All right.
Let's make this a little bit more black and white. Just because, like you said, you know, with the rapture. Let's say there was some sort of...
Determining factor.
And the rapture did happen. And some sort of, hey guys, I am God. And we all know, oh shit, like, we all have the feeling. Shit, this is God, you know what I mean? It's like, this is the rapture. Sorry, I'm taking the good ones, you know what I mean? And it's one of those things where, okay, that was the rapture. Like, I didn't make it. Well, might as well have some fun now.
Oh, for sure. everyone left is going to be so fucking...
Just hedonistic and anarchistic.
Yeah. Because it's going to be the niggas who was like, yeah, I knew.
Well, and then it's gonna be anyways. Now might as well have some fun.
And then it's going to be the niggas who are so hurt who are like, well, I'm going to show you then. It's only, you know, and everyone's going to be fucked up. And out of that group are going to become the two sides now. Mm-hmm. People are like, that's too much. People are like, no. And then you're fucking goats. That's the next step,
goats.
Really. I didn't ask you about this for ghosts, though, like...
No.
Do you think...
No.
And, like...
Stop.
But, like, no. Could you... Do you think you have to use birth control?
Cause I don't think you have to use birth control.
You don't for ghosts?
Probably not.
No, like...
It's like fucking a cloud.
No. There are different kind of ghosts, dog. There are different kinds of ghosts. Like, don't even put it out there. You think ghosts only come in cloud form? Ghost comes in hallucination form. Ghost come in dream form. Like, you could fuck a ghost. That's what you don't understand. You're doing it in a dream, that's how Jesus was made.
Jesus. Who's Jesus?
That guy? That Mexican guy?
Oh, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel!
Emmanuel!
That nigga was a ghost. I mean, that... That means praise him!
I had no idea what that meant. Hallelujah! Are we church dancing? We church dancing!
Praise him!
Mass, you know, if there was any sort of mythical, paranormal, supernatural creature alive, or would you want for any of those to be alive? Anything? Any of those urban legends? Any of those mythological creatures?
I'd be interested in dragons. I'd be very interested in
dragons. I've seen Rain of Fire. That doesn't end.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. Let me back it up. I'm curious about dragons. I am just very curious. I don't want dragons around either. Don't let the record show that I do not want dragons around. I don't want the dragon thing. Because they seem very messy. But like, I would like to see like, I would like magic, like wizards. I think I would like wizards to be around. But good wizards, not dark wizards.
Nobody likes dark wizards. Like, that's a good, true. Nobody wants dark wizards.
Where it's like, next, like you're like, oh man, I really wish we were at the lake and then like a waterfall appeared. Like,
you know, then wizard, you're at the lake.
You know, like a wizard who does like really nice things for you. Or like a genie, maybe. I'm into genies. I'm into everything in Aladdin, basically. Everything that happened to Aladdin, I was cool with that. The magic carpet, I was really down with.
I know you've seen the hoverboard videos of the magic carpet Aladdin video, hoverboard videos. Those are good. Max hates hoverboards.
I hate hoverboards. I love like magic carpet. Because here's the thing with the hoverboard. They tricked you. Like it was too soon to call things a hoverboard anyways.
I don't like the fact that they're called hoverboards. I'll say that. It's very misleading. They don't hover.
They don't do shit. They're segways. They're fucking segways.
Much more dangerous segways.
They are much more dangerous. Anyways. I guess wizards of some... Wizards. Anything in Aladdin.
In Aladdin, that'd be a good one.
Anything. That, you know, I like that the bird talked in Aladdin.
It's a bird that talks next door.
That bird is... I need to see that bird. Can we go steal that bird?
No, we cannot go steal the neighbor's bird.
You can do a lot of black magic with bird bones. That's a fact.
That actually is a fact.
That's a fact. You need bird bones for most like black magic spells.
For any spell, you need bird bones.
No, you need bones for every spell. Bird bones are like very specific. Tell them that story of the guy from New Orleans.
Oh my god. Someone made a post on Facebook where they were pretty much said like, hey, I live by an above ground cemetery in New Orleans. It's pretty much just like a cheap black cemetery.
Why it gotta be cheap? And why it gotta be black, bitch?
Because it's historically like a black cemetery for the like the poor people and a lot of black people are buried there.
Finish.
But anyways,
us niggas gotta have the cheap ass cemetery.
When it rains, bones come up from the dirt.
What?
Yeah.
New Orleans sounds like a terrifying place.
Not a great place to live. Like,
don't they just be going through the street every time a nigga die? And from what I understand, lots of niggas die in New Orleans. Y'all be going through the streets with a band every time a motherfucker dies?
But
how do niggas get anything done in New Orleans?
I don't think they get much done. Boom, 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 bam, bam, bam. But this person pretty much posted on Facebook admitting to like, oh yeah, I go through the cemetery after rainstorms and like take bones for using spells. Let me know if you guys want any. Like, I'll ship them out to you.
They got bones.
And like, people just kind of like were like kind of in disbelief that like, wait, you're going and like taking human bones from a cemetery? Like, I don't think that's legal. And then the person like tried to defend it on the grounds of like, no, I'm not stealing bones. What I'm doing is I'm taking them from when they like wash up from the rain, and so I go and collect them before they go into the street and get hit by, like, a street sweeper and destroyed. And if you think that black, you know, voodoo, not like African American, but like black voodoo, like...
Haitians.
Yeah, no, like dark arts, like...
Dark? Darky arts? Is that what you said? Darky arts?
No.
Coon arts!
Black, bad wizards. Dark wizards.
Nigga wizard.
But she was like going on this diatribe of like, you think people aren't stealing whole bodies for their spells? Like, and you think that like me just saving a couple bones from a car, like, I am into serious black magic and you need both. Like, then I go into this whole diatribe of like,
nigga, I only took an arm.
Like,
there be niggas out here stealing the
magic. Magic isn't like sunshine and rainbows. Magic is dark and you need bones for serious magic. And it was just like this ridiculous, like, self-defense of it. Like,
he's right though. Like, he ain't even. And here's the thing, if you bury yourself above ground in New Orleans, then you basically donating your bones to wizards. Like, that's a witch donation lot, basically. It's like a swap meet for witches and dead niggas. Yeah, but you definitely need bones for spells.
Yeah. No,
that's obvious. You know what movie fucked me up when I was a kid? Hmm. Ronald Dahl's,
The Witches?
With the rats?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie's fucked up. And the movie's...
The book.
No, the movie is what fucked me up. I didn't read the book. That movie fucked me up, dog.
Dude, in the book, like...
It's creepier?
In the book, the dude's stuck as a rat for a while before he's changed back to a human.
Like, what do you mean a while?
Like, it's going on like a couple of years. Damn. Before, like, he has changed
back. How he even live? How long do rats live?
That's the thing. Like, it was to the point, like, where, like, he was, like, an old rat. Like, he had, like, this big, like, you know, but, like, everyone in the family knew he was a rat. He had, like, a big, like...
Oh, his whole family
knew? His whole family just knew he was, like, it was, like...
Feeding that little nigga cheese. Weird.
No, the book was a lot darker than the movie.
He's a weird guy, dog.
He is. What was his autobiography? That's kind of good, though. I don't know. It's written like the very really similar like Matilda. Style. Which one was Matilda?
I love Matilda. The little girl in grade school is a I guess she's a witch. And she's doing spells.
Right.
And she's and what's his name's in it from It's Always Sunny. And he's like,
are you talking about
Matilda? Danny DeVito's in it with Rhea Perlman.
I remember that movie.
And there's the auntie and the uncle.
That's a great
movie. And they adopt her.
It's a great movie. He's got the shitty used car lot.
Yeah, and then the teacher adopts her in the end.
Oh, that's a great one with like the terrible principal as well.
That bitch puts him in that cage. Oh my, we used to watch that in third grade. Weren't you just trying to tell us something?
Shit's kind of dark.
It was. All his movies are fucking intense. Like, I'm like, this has been a fucked up podcast.
Even in James and the Giant Peach, isn't his entire family dead?
Yeah, and he's in a peach. Floating across the ocean. He's
real dangerous.
That movie was fucking strange as fuck.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, it was really weird.
I didn't read all the books.
I didn't read all the books.
Big Friendly Giant. Coming out with the movie.
I heard
that's
that.
Coming out soon.
I never read that one too. The trailer looks dope though.
I haven't seen the trailer. I don't think.
It looks sick.
Does it?
And this, what's his name? Who's doing it? Somebody big.
They better.
Like it's a Spielberg book, it's a
movie about giants.
It might be Spielberg. Oh. That's huge.
Spielberg doesn't do a whole lot anymore, does he?
He does what matters.
Watch
me. What else?
I think my greatest fear would be something like getting. I just realized what it'd be. Getting in some sort of accident or something where I'm still completely mentally capable, but.
That worries the fuck out of me.
But, like, yeah, just.
Like you see it and you feel everything.
Completely aware and, like, mentally there, but. Nothing.
Well, I've had dreams where I'm awake, but I can't wake people up. And that has freaked me out. And there's something coming. Like, I don't know what, but I'm like, wake up, wake up, wake up.
I have dreams where I'm trying to wake up. And where, like, I feel like I'm awake and can't wake up. And, like, it's weird. It's consistently in the dreams. Well, they
said that might not be a dream. That might be, there's that middle area.
Well, because it might be. Because consistently in the dreams, there are people around. And I always go. But it's always, like, people like my dad or my mom. And I'm always like. Like, I was, like kind of, like, flopped. I mean, like, wake me. You need to wake me up right now. It won't happen. And it's weird as fuck.
You know what? My grandma's house might be haunted. She's hurt, but she no, in Michigan. In Michigan.
Michigan.
She, because her bedroom used to be an attic.
Oh, yeah, she's haunted.
And I used to have these really, really strange nightmares when I was there. And I don't nightmare, like, where things, something is chasing you. Like, I don't have nightmares like that, but this one, there was this little green troll, and he used to chase me around, and I couldn't wake the rest of my family up. And he would be fucking with them, and I just couldn't wake him up, so I was like, you're gonna watch your family die.
Do you ever have, in your dreams, recurring settings or situations?
Yes. Yes, fucking my phone up now.
I've got this elaborate ass, like, dream city that I've been to now enough that I can fucking, like, find Inception? My way around it. It's kind of dope, actually. It's a dope place.
Nigga, this is the plot to Inception.
Remember? I'm an architect. I think I'm an architect.
See, I'm just that fucking nigga who's just walking around fucking shit up. Like, oh, you weren't wearing that yesterday. Like, God damn it, Max. What'd I do? Zach, is that you? I'm that guy.
No.
I'm that motherfucker who just fucks it up for you. Well, I'm gonna sleep great tonight.
I'm gonna, like, haunt your ass today. I'm, like, gonna purposely fuck with you tonight.
I'm on my way to really drunk, so maybe I'll haunt you.
No, you're just getting a drunken mess doesn't count as haunting me. It just counts as, like, being, like, a fucking pain in the ass.
Or you're getting finger banged in the jacuzzi.
Alright, guys.
Y'all knew I was gonna squeeze another finger bang in on y'all.
Have a great day. As always, check us out online, questionabledecisions.com, Questionable Decisions on Facebook, QD_online on Twitter.
Finger bang us online.
I work with a child.
Dang.
Also, children are creepy. I don't know what it is.
Oh, they're so creepy.
I've told everyone this. I will never see the movie Mama.
That movie's really good. They killed that little bitch. Spoiler alert.
Don't mind. Feral haunted children. That motherfucker should have set the cabin on fire as soon as you walk in and see two kids just, like, in a goddamn cabin in the middle of the woods. You set that shit on fire and you walk away.
Because, like, what you been subsisting on? Raccoons and shit?
You set that shit on fire?
A raccoon would tear a little child up. If I was a raccoon, I would eat a child. 100%.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. If you come across this village, like, this fucking abandoned cabin and these two little girls in it.
Breastfeeding these bitches.
No.
Do you think Mama was breastfeeding them?
I don't want to think
about it. At the teat?
I don't want to think about it.
Because you can breastfeed till they're, like, five.
They were ghosts.
And they were babies. No, she wasn't. Those kids weren't ghosts.
She was a ghost.
That was her mama.
She was a ghost.
So she could breastfeed them.
Shut up.
That's rule of ghosts. That's rule of ghosts. If it's the mother, she can still breastfeed.
It wasn't the mother.
Yes, it was the other mama. Mama.
It was the other crazy one.
No, okay. She was the mom. The ghost was the mom. Of
no,
the kids.
No, it was the ghost of the older
I thought you didn't see it.
No, I read it on Wikipedia.
I thought you didn't see it, Zach.
I read it in the plot synopsis on Wikipedia.
Fuck that. The ghost was breastfeeding them babies. Because if you die, because here's the thing. If you die just after giving birth, you still can make milk.
Bye. I hope you're having. I don't.
Mama.
We're done.
ghost tennis.
Ghost milk.
Ghost weed.
Ghost milk. Y'all niggas can't fuck.